Welcome to Radio Dolby 89.6 FM this evening. If you're joining us for the first time, just relax, enjoy the show. Well, Brother Dolby, it's been quite a dramatic week, to say the least.
Sorry, and what we've done?
Okay.
Like, what's been dramatic about it?
Okay, well, very shortly we're going to play the Streets episode, and it'll hopefully jog your memory, but it involves an aeroplane, a trip to India, some sort of dodgy ashram, and being held hostage. Does that ring any bells for you right now?
Yeah, sorry, it does jog my memory, but the worst offence of that trip was the food in the plane. It was disgusting, Dylan.
Yeah,
well, it's my fault though for not stacking up on snacks.
I actually like the food.
Can't blame anyone else. Yeah, and the hostage situation wasn't exactly ideal right enough.
No, but really the blame lies with me. I did force the issue, you know, to get out of Dolby and try and reach more people with our fantastic music, but yet again it fails. I think we have to try and learn from our mistakes, and let's just stay in Dolby from now on and see what we can do here, because we have this great radio station and we can reach the world from the comfort of our studio right here in miserable grey Dolby City. But that's okay.
My thoughts exactly. I mean, we're not going to have a podcast if we get killed out there, are we?
But, you know, in terms of travel, like, Dolby, if you could go anywhere in the world...
Ah, okay.
Where would you like to go?
I'm not too sure. I always fancied Slab City in the Salton Sea. That sounds pretty good.
Oh, yeah, that sounds nice, to brother. I like that
From
idea.
From what I've seen, people look pretty Dolby out there, actually, Dylan.
Yeah.
That place kind of intrigues me, to be honest, Dylan. Mm-hmm. Lots of satellite dishes and huge aerials and ATVs everywhere. Known for its UFO sightings as well.
Right, now you've actually got me interested all of a sudden.
What about you, my friend?
Well, I've done, I guess, quite a bit of travel in my younger days before settling here in Dolby. And I must confess, I've actually been to India before. I was there for 6 months in the 90s, and it was an amazing experience that I'll never, ever forget. So this week's episode's been quite special. And we're going to hear it very, very soon.
Why wait? Let's go. Oh, actually, first I want to show you something. You're going to like this, Dylan. Check this out.
The full radio fantasy. Dolby Radio. Ready for streaming now.
What do you think about that? Wicked, eh?
I love it. I love it. We are streaming, we are screaming, we are dreaming. It's the Dolby community all coming together to provide a fantastic radio station here in Dolby City. Amazing. Let's go to an ad.
Do you want to know the meaning of life? Well, first, you've got to learn to break it down.
Do you want to break through it?
Dolby City Yoga.
Break the cycle of
we'll
life.
Break.
Won't you break me down? Won't you break me down?
Dolby
do
City Yoga.
Break
yes, we
I
can
do.
Make
break
you.
The cycle of life. Won't you break me down? Won't you break me down? Do you want to
City Yoga?
Yes, I do.
Can you take it?
Won't you break me down? Won't you break me down?
Dolby City Yoga. We can help you find
the cycle of life. Won't you break me down? Won't you break me down?
Dolby City Yoga. It's gonna make you
the cycle of life. Won't you break me down? Won't you break me down?
Dolby City Yoga. You can break the cycle of life.
Do you wanna break through it?
Yes, I do.
Oh, yes, break the cycle of life.
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
You're in good hands with Dylan and Andy on Dolby City Radio. For some of the best in Kiwi entertainment, join us in Dolby City Central on Radio Dolby.
These are going to get thrashed, eh, Dylan?
Oh, yeah, they're going to get thrashed, all right, Brother Dolby.
Sounding so professional.
Here we are, professional here on Radio Dolby, 89.6 FM.
Yeah, man, keep it real.
Big shout out to Shona, actually, and we're loving what you sent us. It's brilliant.
Yeah, no doubt, it's amazing.
It was nice to get an email from people who want to contribute to the show and make our radio station better than it is already.
Yeah, man, worth.
So make sure you send those emails in at thedolbybros@gmail.com. Hey, Brother Dolby, what's next up on the show?
I'm not actually sure, Dylan. I'm flying by the seat of my pants here. What's, you tell me, what's going on?
Yeah, I'm just trying to keep on your toes. Right now we've got The Streets. Well, Brother Dolby, when I got these tickets, I didn't expect them to be first class. This is amazing. How's the leg room feeling for you?
Aye, it's a bit tight, to tell the truth, Dylan. I can hardly move here. Lucky I've got my deep vein thrombosis socks on. My mum never lets me go on a plane, Dylan, without these socks.
Right. I thought you were making some sort of fashion statement, actually.
They're called flight socks, Dylan.
And how's that? How's that menu? Look at this one here. The Oyster Rockefeller was amazing. Deconstructed oysters, poached oysters, spinach, bacon chips with licorice root. Did you try some?
Nah. I'll pass, man.
Fair enough. I was more into the forage mushrooms with the bitter almond sauce and applewood smoke. It wasn't bad, actually. I had seconds.
Yeah, I'm not eating it.
We will shortly be landing.
Oh, yes.
Baggage and all personal belongings, including laptops, are safely stowed.
Finally, coming to land.
I know.
I've got to stretch my legs.
Show and listen to the man talking. Shush. I want to hear what he's saying.
Thank God I took my mum's advice.
I want to hear the safety procedures for landing. Safety information. Just give me a second.
Emergency. Leave all baggage on board.
Right. Leave my bags.
Please help us by handing in any rubbish, newspapers.
This is not really emergency stuff, is it? It's just.
The toilets can no longer be used.
Why is it that once they say I can't use the toilet, I actually really need to use the toilet? Do you feel the same thing?
Yup, every single time.
This is it, Brother Dolby. We are about to touch down in Bollywood and we are finally going to get some recognition for the work we do. This is going to be amazing. I'm ready for it. Are you ready for it?
Oh, I'm ready for it, Dylan. Apparently we're big massive stars over here in India. I can't wait for this standing O at the airport, hopefully. Well, of course, they'll probably already be standing, so
hang on.
Just looking forward to the O, I guess.
Brother Dolby, look at the window and tell me, does that look like the metropolis of Mumbai to you?
No, it doesn't.
We're landed. It doesn't look like the Mumbai I've seen. Like in those movies and things on TV.
Yeah, I don't know. It does look like India, to be honest.
Yeah, it does, but, you know.
But I was expecting to be able to see Bollywood from the plane, Dylan.
No, it doesn't look like Bollywood to me. I don't know what. This is not looking good.
What's to say it's not Bollywood, though, you know? You've never been here before. Not even looks like it does in the movies, man.
No, this is definitely not Mumbai International Airport. I can tell that from the animals and carts lining up outside and the general lack of anything, to be honest. Dolby, where are we, do you think? Who is in charge of checking the tickets?
You know damn well who checked these tickets, Dylan.
Yeah.
You're not even letting me bloody look at them, let alone touch them.
Okay, it's my fault. I fucked up.
You distinctly said I can't be trusted.
I know.
Did you?
Yes,
you did.
I'm sorry. I fucked up. Okay, we're here wherever we are. But I think we just need to make the most of it. And, there he is. There's a sign over there, the Dolby Brothers. Someone's come to pick us up. We're back in.
Welcome, Dolby Brothers. I have been sent to pick you up.
Where are we? I thought we were landing in Mumbai.
Oh, no. I am afraid to say. Bollywood is very far away.
All right, so where are we then, exactly?
Sir, we are heading to a very holy place.
Oh, that sounds good, doesn't it, Brother Dolby? It sounds excellent.
Maybe. Where exactly are we going, though?
We are heading to Gangotri, near the Himalayas.
Sorry, Gang what?
Gangotri.
Okay.
One of the sacred sources of the Ganges, where it first appeared on Earth. Ganga, the goddess, watered the gardens of heaven, but the Earth needed her powers to cleanse the ashes of the dead. But the power of her water would have destroyed the earth. So Shiva agreed to catch the falling water in her hair at Gangotri, cushioning its fall into thousands of streams.
Alright, nice story. So we're in Gangotri. I'll cross that off my bucket list. Oh, watch out for that!
We are going further, to Galmukh, the cow's mouth, an ice cave under the glacier.
Oh, an ice temple. Sweet.
Yeah, that sounds really nice, actually.
I have been instructed to take you to the temple.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
But now, relax and enjoy the journey. Here, why don't you have a cup of chai?
Oh, complimentary drinks. Thank you very much. I don't mind. I will. Thank you. Oh, gosh, it's nice. Nice views here, too. The mountains, rivers. Dolby, I'm starting to feel a bit sleepy. Are you? I'm feeling really sleepy, actually.
Yo, where the fuck are we, man?
Yeah, it's cold and it's dark.
Welcome to your new home, Dolby Brothers.
Brian!
Right, first time, Dolby.
Is this the same dude that's on the panel?
Yeah.
I always knew that guy was a dick.
Brian, what's going on?
This is your new home. You are going to be here for a very, very long time.
It's an ice cave.
Yo, it's freezing in here. I'm not staying here, man.
Did you not bring your puffer jacket?
Of course not, Dylan. I thought I was going to Bollywood, not an ice cave.
Yeah, well, it kind of reminds me of that movie.
Oh, aye? Which one?
Frozen.
Frozen? Frozen like Elsa?
Frozen, yes. It's an ice palace like Frozen.
Come on, man. What are you talking about?
I'm trying to remember the other sister's name.
Anna.
Oh, thanks. Brian, what are we doing here? And actually, what are you doing here?
I can answer both questions at the same time. I sent you those tickets.
Why?
Because of your music. You see, there is a group of us who live in this sacred place. We are waiting for the second coming of JFK.
JFK, he was like shot in the head.
Aye, by the CIA.
Yeah, like, what have we got to do with the second coming of JFK?
JFK will return to the Holy Land when the land is pure again.
Okay.
I can tell you right now, I'm not staying here until fucking JFK returns, man.
Well, my dear boy,
me neither.
Your music can cleanse the land.
What's
here
this?
You are at the source of the Ganges. Both of you will play music in this kingdom of melting ice.
No, we won't.
And the vibrations shall attach to the water that runs through the entirety of this land.
This music sounds like Quint. What's going on?
Wow, man. How'd he get here?
I've got no idea, but while he's dancing around and singing, let's just find our back entrance and get the hell out of here while we can, eh?
Some say John F. Kennedy will return, whose bloodline links directly to Christ, prompting Donald Trump as the true leader of the US. COVID PCR tests are being used to track down this bloodline. Personally, I think it's unfair that mere musicians express their views. These are only stories and games put to it you.
It's a big deal when you start talking about crash retrievals, because that involves wreckage, it involves actual craft, it involves reverse engineering, it involves bodies. That's kind of shocking.
Radio does not exasperate social unrest. Look, buddy, I am not anti-science. Dolby Radio is not part of the manosphere. Neither do we indulge in cheap utter slop. Nor are we a fitness club masking a cult. And thus, by crikey, we'd never do a cue drop. Some say John F. Kennedy will return, for he really is the bloodline of Christ. And JFK hails in Donald Trump's new presidential reign. And so, COVID-19 PCR tests were really a bloodline hunting campaign.
The government not disclose what it knows? Well, if you were the president of the United States, you want to go on TV and say, yeah, they pull us out of our bedrooms and they do things to us and we can't stop it? I don't think that's a winner in any political election.
For the record, I don't actually believe Mark Zuckerberg to be really a reptile. No, I have a mind capable of holding more than one idea at a time. I consider it unfair that mere musicians express their views. These are only stories and games, voiceovers and tunes.
Your curry is hot.
Masala club, masala club.
Or not.
Masala club, masala club.
Come down to the masala club.
Masala club, masala club.
Best curries in Dolby City.
Masala club, masala club.
From Bindaloo to you.
Masala club, masala club.
We got the curry to match.
Masala club, masala club.
Who you are.
Masala club, masala club.
And what you wanna be.
Masala club.
The reason for your existence.
Masala club, masala club.
Or what you won't be.
Masala club, masala club.
All in a curry.
Masala club, masala club.
Masala club.
Dolby Radio is a bit like Play-Doh. You can mold it, you can fold it, and with your smartphone, you can even hold it.
Welcome to the panel this evening. Funnily enough, it's just me and Mandy here tonight.
I can't believe that freak. I always knew Brian had issues.
Which ones in particular?
The most obvious would be delusions of grandeur.
Yeah, well that helps if you want to become a cult leader.
So he was going to keep both of you there, indefinitely.
Apparently he was, yes.
I hope his karma catches up.
Well, sitting under a glacier in the Himalayas waiting for the second coming of JFK seems appropriate, actually.
He might be there for a while.
Well, let's just say we won't be seeing him on the panel ever again. Are we
what?
Are we done?
Yeah. Rest in peace, Brian.
Yeah, or not.
If you're still with us, thanks very much for joining in and listening to our show this evening. Episode 7 of Season 2. Next week will be our last show for the season. Before we move on to Season 3, for things will get brighter and better, hopefully. A special thanks to Soy Sauce and Eggs for their wonderful review on where was it again? Apple Music Podcast. Thank you so much. Always nice to have feedback from people.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to get ready for Song of the Week while Andy scratches away here. It's always hard to get him off the decks. He plays it all the time. Drives me nuts. Song called Bollywood. We never made it to Bollywood, but I don't know. Maybe there's a lesson in that. He's still going. Go on, Andy, keep going. So make sure you join us next week for our special episode. We're going to find out lots of strange things about what it's like to work here on Radio Dolby 89.6 FM. A little bit of an insight, and might even play a few things that never really made it to air. Hope you all have a good evening, and we'll see you sometime in the future. Anyway, here it is, Song of the Week, Bollywood.
Say what for? 5, 6 of the holiest bit, right in the middle when the rhythm is it. 7, 8, don't be late, come bathe in the river and celebrate. Came over, I had just had to take a shot. I'm not so sure where we landed here. You made the plans, don't want to interfere. When we talk, you don't make things clear. Last night at Dolby, but now we're here. But I don't mind that it's in the air, it's cool. If you wanna find me, you can catch me in the pool. The one with the shades on, acting real cool. The best in the man who you outside for you know.
Living in India is like us inspiration. It's the holy land. Right now I can feel every ripple of that river rolling through my veins and in my soul and my heart.
Hold me, hold me, mold me, troll me. You can hold me, don't me, hold me, ignore me, call me. The world want me, catch me, scratch me, detach me, snatch me. You can let me, greet me, eat me, cheat me, clean me. You can be me.
From the Bollywood highs to the Bollywood lows.
I'm gonna sing my song
with a conscious feeling.